If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Optimal Living Advice. This is episode 280, and I am Greg Audino, your host of the show. This is where I take whatever questions listeners might have about different states of turmoil in their lives. We look at these questions about family, career, lifestyle, a whole lot of things. And today's episode will fall under one of our most popular umbrellas, that being dating. Though the subject today, while highly important and extraordinarily common, it's not something we've really talked about much on the show, so I'm excited to have some new flavor that I'm positive will resonate with a lot of you guys. So without further ado, let's jump in and see what's on this asker's mind as we optimize your life. I find I'm more often in the mood than my boyfriend. As a woman, I feel ashamed, rejected, and frustrated when I initiate physical intimacy and get shut down. My partner tells me that the number one thing contributing to him not being in the mood is when he's feeling low. I want to support him when he's not feeling good, yet I feel like this neglects my needs and desires. My boyfriend tells me that he feels like a hunk of meat when I try to make a move on him when he's in a bad mood. I'm there for him unconditionally, but sometimes his low moods last days on end. I don't want to cross a line, but I want to encourage him to get help. He already sees a therapist, so I'm unsure of where to go from here. How can I go about this while being respectful and compassionate? Okay, and thanks a lot, Asker, for sending this one in. I really appreciate it, and I'm sure your boyfriend does too, or would. And I say that because it feels really wonderful to me that you're both pursuing different outlets for the sake of improving your relationships with yourselves and each other. Those outlets being you sending this question in, and him going to therapy, and maybe there are more. But with that being said, let's make sure that the two of you are solving this together as much as possible. It sounds like there's been some discussion, which is great, but I'm getting the impression that these talks have revolved more around what's bothering him than how you're affected. And it's important to know that you are allowed to and should address your needs with him directly. You know, not just through asking only what has him feeling off. You really nailed it in one specific line of your question when you wrote, "I want to support him when he's not feeling good, yet I feel like this neglects my needs and desires." So this is such a great summation of how much you care for yourself as well as for him. So what's stopping you from initiating a conversation with him that is founded upon this very idea? I'm hoping that it's just nerves or shyness that makes it feel a little uncomfortable rather than a more dire concern for whether or not he would be receptive or whether or not you're allowed to take up space like this. If it's the latter, it's really worth exploring why you don't feel safe doing so. But assuming it's the former, it's time to realize that a conversation like this stands to improve your relationship and is definitely worth the momentary discomfort. So I encourage you to begin this conversation with him, and from it, try to gain insight on what's really embedding both of your struggles, and thus how to move forward in a way that's healthy for both of you. So for him, what has he learned about his low moods from therapy or his own self-exploration? What do they feel like? Where might they come from? And of course, how can you best support him? What might he ask of you, if not physical intimacy, and when might he ask it? Hopping into bed isn't necessarily what he needs from you right now. It's probably the case if he's saying that he feels like a hunk of meat. So it's time to learn about what he really needs from you, because it's not always physical. You know, even if you've been conditioned to think that that's the way to a man's heart. And mind you, this can be a really nice thing to realize, especially for women, as it shows us that we have more to offer than just our bodies, you know, that we're valued for other things. But regardless of that, it seems like you're really attuned to the fact that this attempt at intimacy is about your needs too, which is great. And that's why another huge part of this conversation with him, and within your own self-exploration as well, is understanding your own shame that you mentioned. Why do you feel ashamed? Why do you feel rejected and frustrated when he declines your advances? What's that about? Consider for yourself and talk with him about what's really missing for you here, and what it is specifically that you hope to get from being intimate with him. Is it just about stimulation and those familiar urges? Or maybe being desired like that makes you feel beautiful. Maybe it makes you feel paid attention to. Maybe it helps you feel either empowered or in a state of submission. Maybe it's just particularly important right now because you would do anything to see your boyfriend enlivened and kind of risen from his emotional slumber. Once we've spoken about what's really lacking here, what you're really thirsting to achieve through the act of physical intimacy, and what specifically is contributing to his low mood, then we're in a better position to compromise and help one another. We can talk about meeting halfway and helping each other out in ways that don't infringe upon our own individual needs. This is how you can stand to become more aware of what it means to be there for him unconditionally, as you put it, from a practical standpoint, which I know means a lot to you. And I really believe that gaining that understanding could also do wonders for your feelings of frustration, because A, you've expressed them, B, your partner will ideally be helping you meet your needs in a way that's doable for him right now, and C, vice versa. You'll also know that you're doing your best to learn about how to be there for him, and you won't have to worry about making failed guesses. All right, Asker, that brings us to the end. Many thanks to you for sending this question in once again. I do hope this episode gave you what you needed, and that having this conversation with your boyfriend is an idea that you're willing to entertain. We're really just trying to be open and vulnerable and go a layer deeper as to what we're feeling. This is such an important practice for any couple. There are always opportunities to do it, and right now is a great one for you and your beau. So I'm wishing you luck. And as for you other listeners, I thank you for being here, of course, and I do encourage you to submit any questions of your own that you would like help with. You can email them to me at advice@oldpodcast.com, and I guarantee you I'll get back to you. So don't be shy. That's going to do it, though. So have a wonderful start to your week, folks, and I'll see you again on Wednesday, where your optimal life awaits.